T. Mitchell Bell is here. It's been a while since he's played here in our studios. And we're going to have him open up with a song, and then we'll chat a little bit about what he's been up to lately. Please join me as we welcome singer, songwriter, currently from Washington County. Here's T. Mitchell Bell.
This tune's called Cabin Wall. Riding on this cabin wall, a diary left behind. Like a sunken treasure chest that someone left to find. Words are true and tried, truth takes more time. And time is always tried before it's left behind. Met a mission man, mission had been sold long before the time his mission to unfold. Life no longer mattered now, counting out his gold. Farewell, my mission friend, story has been told. Met a man of reason, said he had no son. Longed to tell me about his dreams and all the things he'd done. I told him what is true is tried, what is true is free. He put a dollar in my hat and walked away from me. Traveled down many roads, and I lost in one. I sheltered a time or two, and I sheltered some. I learned what is true is tried, and truth takes more time. And time is always tried, before it's left behind. It's always tried, before it's left behind. It's always tried. Who is left behind? Met a band of vision, torch had grown dim. Asked him what my chances were, he said, son, pretty slim. Be a voice of reason, truth and honesty. He took his torch of wisdom, and it told me it's always tried. It's always tried before it's left behind. Before it's left behind.
T. Mitchell Bell at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Great song, and great to have you back here, too. You've got an interesting story. I mean, I don't like to use cliches, but late bloomer kind of applies, doesn't it? I mean, you spent a lot of time thinking about music, I think, and playing it, too, but yeah. Really finally started to pursue things with a lot of vigor relatively long after that, right, is the best way to put it. I think you laid low for quite a while. Talk about that a little
bit. Well, I cashed in my corporate chips kind of thing right at the beginning of 2008. I had opportunities that came my way as far as doing some recording with folks down in Nashville. And so I kind of took a leap of faith both spiritually and financially, stepped off the cliff, so to speak, cashed in my corporate life in a cubicle and decided to go to Nashville and make the CD. And it's kind of opened up a whole lot of other things that have happened, since then. Since I was on the show the last time, I've kind of become like the eco troubadour Ed Bakley Jr. of the singer-songwriter world.
That's an interesting way to look at it. But you've got more hair, and
a little bit more gray.
Talk about growing up a little bit. Now, did you grow up in Washington County? I know you're. If I remember right, some of your family's from West Virginia, right?
Some of the extended family back in I did genealogy research and so forth in the last CD, the Ballad of Philo Paul. That was how that all came about by me doing some research into the family tree. But yeah, we have family that came from Grafton, West Virginia, but I grew up in Washington County, Washington, PA. Went to Trinity High School. Was in a band in high school with a bunch of my friends. We started playing in high school, and next thing you know, we were booking gigs down in West Virginia, Wheeling, when I was 15. So it was kind of an interesting world. But
Late bloomer doesn't apply for that aspect of your career in music.
Yeah, my dad was a musician, so yeah. It wasn't unusual, you know. I just kind of like grew up thinking, oh, dad's a musician. You know, it wasn't unusual for me to think about doing that. But when I got out of high school, I actually did a stint in the Air Force right out of high school because really I just didn't know what I wanted to do mm-hmm. with my life. And I'm still trying to figure that out.
What was your day job that you took the buyout from that you mentioned, if you mind my asking?
Yeah, well, I spent 10 years doing geotechnical engineering, and then I got into the computer field where I wasn't a geotechnical engineer. Mm-hmm. I was just an engineering technician where, mm-hmm. Soils and all that good stuff. And but I got into computers back in the mid-90s. So I worked in the internet telecommunications world for 10, 12 years, and I did computer security, like network security type of stuff, keep the hackers out, spent a lot of time on call. That's why I have so many gray hairs, you know. So, that's how I stress.
Well, making the decision to leave that and to pursue music full-time takes a lot of faith and a lot of support.
Yes.
Was it kind of obvious to you that this is the time to do this?
It was a combination of things. Number one, I couldn't do it without my wife and family support. My wife, Sonia, if she's listening, thank you. And the kids at home, Caitlin, Joshua, and Brendan, they're probably listening in. But they took a kind of a gut check, soul search type of thing where, I really was unhappy doing the day job. Not that I'm – I was studying environmental science when I got stuck in or stuck or sucked into the internet is what I called it. Back in 95, I was sucked into the internet and they spit me out back in 2008. I kind of had in the back of my mind the whole thing about, you know, the environment and green stuff always. So I've been lending my support to some environmental organizations and, you know, playing some benefit shows and that type of thing. The Center for Coalfield Justice down in Washington. And, so I could say that, you know, to answer your question in a long way, I feel much better about what I'm doing as far as I wake up feeling energized rather than the opposite where I kind of was like, oh, no, you know, what am I going to get into today? You know, what political battle am I going to have to fight or something, you know, in the corporate world, how that happens. So.
Well, that's a good thing. And a lot of people, you know, lead lives of quiet desperation in that regard, really not enjoying what they do for a living or worse yet, actually detesting it. So to be able to do that's a great thing. And I think you tend to regret the things you don't do rather than the things you do choose to try. So it's great that you've done this and that you've taken your music. It's funny what you mentioned about getting sucked into the internet. You know, there's an expression that I only heard for the first time about 6 months ago called the accidental IT manager, which is a person who didn't really necessarily study computer science or seek at a company to be the one in charge of the computers or the network, but for whatever reason kind of ended up in a small company when you sometimes can't hire a full-time person to do just that, or you can't hire somebody with great degreed expertise in that area, it becomes somebody's. Oh yeah, give it to Mitch. He'll do it.
You know? I became the accidental Unix administrator. That's exactly what happened because somebody said, "Do you know anything about Unix?" And I said, "Yeah." I was going to school at Pitt, and I guess I could FTP files by the command line and all that good stuff. And it's like, well, we'll send you to HP and Oracle training. I'm like, oh, sure, sign me up. So that became 10 years or more of my life.
Yeah, it's funny the way that works. It happens to a lot of people that way in other fields too.
And I'm thankful for it. I mean, I really am. It really, you know, it was a great thing. But it didn't bring me kind of a spiritual happiness. It was a little more, I guess, technological gadgetry happiness, you know, being on the bleeding, leading edge of things, you know, technology-wise. But
yeah, it gives you a chance to, you know, use your talent in that way. And now, interestingly, Washington County, there's a lot going on in Washington County terms, you know, from coal industry issues as well as gas industry issues. And it gives you a chance to apply your music and also the platform that you create with it to try to, you know, support things you believe in, which is important. And so it sounds like you've sort of been able to really have a complete and rich life with music as its centerpiece. So that's just terrific.
It's been very interesting since the last time I was on. You know, I was invited to be on the board of the Center for Coalfield Justice, and I was still trying to figure out why, you know. But no, it's kind of a combination of things that I did, but also I did fundraising and all that good stuff too. So and I'd entertain for some of their events.
What do they do at the center?
They mainly deal with longwall mining down in Greene and Washington counties and the effects of longwall mining, which is a lot of folks when you say longwall mining, they go, well, what's that? They know. It's planned subsidence mining, really, where they'll go in and mine, and the property will subside anywhere from 6 to 10 feet, but they do it underneath of people's historical properties, their farms, their ponds, streams. It really has a tremendous impact, and it's like one of those hidden costs of in quotes, clean coal, or just coal in general, I could get on my soapbox and go on about that stuff for a long time.
Well, it's interesting, though, and people can Google the Center for Coalfield Justice. Maybe add Pennsylvania to it to make sure you get the right one. There might be another one somewhere, but it's interesting. Let's take a listen to another song. What would you like to play next?
I think this is going to be the title track off of the next CD. It's the only song that I actually finished for an event. When the Coal Country, the movie, came through, Marilyn Evans had a screening at the Pittsburgh Filmmakers and Sierra Club. Invited me to play with my trio at the event afterwards, the after party. And I said, oh, this song would be perfect. And I was kind of like cramming for an exam. The name of the tune is Freedom Rust.
Once again, this is T. Mitchell Bell.
They say pay no attention to the monkey on the back. Been there for too long, cannot take it back. Years ago this land was green, we put money in the soil. The tide has turned and we learned to trade blood for oil. Fill the air and the sky above with mystery cocktails. Chase it down with a shot of carbon to forget it was there. And I say, dear God, please save us. Wash away all of the freedom rust. They say pay no attention to the deals made in back rooms. The oil men belch and bend, choke us on their fumes. Idiots of industry, blinded by their sheen. Advertise, it's no surprise, suddenly are green. Enslave us with machinery, lie about the facts. Hire evil experts, cover up their tracks. And I say, dear God, please save us. Wash away all of the freedom rust. And this time it may be too late to undo the damage that's been done. Let us pray for a gentler fate for our children. A battle must be won. Whoa. They say pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I say we must act now or the outcome will be certain. The answer is here, it's blowing in the wind. Sunshine's not a daydream, clean energy, my friend. And I say, dear God, please save us. Wash away all of the freedom rust. freedom rush, freedom rush, freedom rush.
T. Mitchell Bell at the Saturday Light Brigade. If you're just tuning in, this is all live, probably apparent, and we typically have live music in the 11 o'clock hour. Today it's T. Mitchell Bell, who, as you've heard, has emerged, sort of transformed his life in the last year or so. We were talking off the air earlier, really the past five years or so, I guess. Mitch said it's kind of like the bucket list. Somebody found all my things. I'm checking them all off. Are there some things you really want to do that you haven't done yet? If you thought about musically, at least, I know you've got a new CD coming out. But
well, yeah, I need to. I'm working on putting the funding together on that. I think I might go the crowdfunding route, you know, where the fans actually help support, and there's a lot of people doing that.
Sure, right, crowdsourcing, it works very well to try to help people get music out.
Yeah. You know, I have these things of, you know, I'm hosting a radio show now, which is actually thanks to you, believe it or not. It's like this small world of folks that, and the way things work, that I was asked to host a radio program.
Yeah, so, you're doing a show on WNJR, is it Wednesdays?
Fridays at 2 o'clock.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, Acoustic Songs, which I had that domain name from way back when I worked at Amazon, and I just sat on it and kind of decided – it's my record label. It's you know, but yeah, it's pretty cool. The other, you know, I've wanted to build a passive solar home, you know, something off go like totally off the grid, with solar power and wind power, and we went to a community organizing event in Chicago, and the director for Center for Coldfield Justice had a grease car. So four of us packed into a Volkswagen Golf TDI diesel. But we ran on biodiesel the whole way there and back, which was pretty cool. So I'm thinking about finding something I can convert to biodiesel. And
Where did you get biodiesel along the way?
It's actually in the Midwest. It's more available than other places because of corn being, you know, the ethanol and soybeans, so it's easier to find in the Midwest. But yeah, there are planned routes you can take to get that stuff. You can run it on grease. You know, there's all those things. I'm trying to think of. I know you have the solar music thing here.
Yeah, and which has just ended, but it would have been wonderful to have you as part of that this year.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, well, next year it should be back. But you know, our public address system, the mics, the minimal amps for acoustic music, but this was all done with solar power, and it's amazing. You know, when I was a little boy, I can remember, you know, you'd get these $8. Solar cells about the size of a dime from Radio Shack, and if you were lucky, you could get them to light up a flashlight bulb for, you know, about a second.
Yeah.
And these days, you could actually get large cells to at, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or a place like that that can run an attic fan and other things, and they're relatively inexpensive. It's amazing how that's coming, and it's getting more and more prolific. Have you started on the solar home yet?
No, but we're doing stuff like putting in our own garden compost bin, you know, that type of thing. We live in Mount Lebanon, so I don't think we'll be putting any turbines up. You know, the neighbors probably already, you know, they see me out there with my pitchfork turning over my compost pile and stuff. They're probably like, what's up with this guy?
I don't know.
The plan is, you know, I would like to do that, find a place like 5 or 10 acres and kind of go off the grid and you know, plant, live off of the I think it's Helen and Scott Nearing. We're probably going to go back in time, back to the land movement in the 70s. They kind of pioneered that whole thing. And, you know, I look at that and go, well, that would be great. My wife, on the other hand, now she likes being close to the city. So we might have a little Green Acres going on.
Well, you might be able to accomplish both. You mentioned I didn't realize you worked for Amazon. Was that a long time? Or
I was there in Amazon years, 9 months, I think it was. Uh-huh. It was almost a year.
That's a long time, I would imagine.
But in Amazon years, like in dog years, because of things, how they went there, it felt like three.
what year was that roughly?
I was there from 98, 99, and I actually was talking about that in the studio yesterday at the show. I have an Amazon.com Y2K trucker hat, ball cap, and I was saying, I wonder what this is worth on eBay. You know, they only gave it out to the people who worked on the team. You know, it's like Y2K Amazon. So I spent my, you know, night sitting there waiting for the Y2K to turn over in the operations.
Yes, the big event that never really happened in many cases. But there's a lot of, you know, tell-all type stories by Amazon employees that show up online that are kind of fun to read.
I heard some one guy who worked for me who, you know, he was 25 and a millionaire, and he was like employee number six.
Wow.
Where he would actually take the books from the garage to the post office, you know, that he was that guy, and tattoos and shorts and piercings, and you know, would cash in his stock options and every year, and he drove an Audi TT.
Actually, you're almost describing my middle brother, who his worked programming banking machines for a long time, and those. That infrastructure who, upon observing him, you would never know how well he's done. I think he's still wearing the same clothes he wore in high school. But
I got there late to the party and you know, watched the whole tech stock crash thing and evaporate. And I went back to my old company that I worked for, which was VoiceStream at the time, which became T-Mobile. Mm. And so the company I left was Sprint. That was before I bailed. So I was in telecom most of the time, but I worked in it. It was all internet based. I mean, when you're surfing the internet over your cell phone or your laptop card, it's kind of the same thing, you know.
It's interesting. When you were at Amazon, where were you geographically? Were you
Seattle?
Okay, so you had to move around quite a bit, I guess, or were the other positions Pittsburgh based?
No, I've moved quite a bit. Yeah, and I've always had a love-hate relationship with Pittsburgh. I love it because my family and everything is here, but I always ended up taking, you know, a position somewhere else. Starting in 85 or 86, I moved to Boston, and it was you know, then we're on the front cover of, you know, most livable city. You know, I'm living in Boston. I'm like, what? You know, it always happens, you know. And I moved to Kansas City, and it was like Pittsburgh, most livable city again. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's like you're getting in the wrong aisle at the supermarket.
I'm not – or I'm trying to merge in traffic and I'm stuck in the lane. I love living here. I've moved mainly for financial reasons, you know, and end up regretting it, going like, the money's not worth it, you know. My parents are getting older, and I wanted to be back closer to family. So we're here. We're not moving. My poor kids, they moved, I think we counted six times in 8 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. That's a lot. My wife is like, all right, I'm had enough.
You're hearing the voice of T. Mitchell Bell. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on public radio. Thank you for doing that. If you haven't heard about the forecast, if you like sunny days, it's a perfect forecast for you. High today, 83. Sunset, 7:58. Low tonight, 55 degrees. And then tomorrow, the high is forecast to reach 89. It's 69 in Clarion, 72 in Indiana, 70 in Grove City, 75 in New Concord, and 73 degrees in Washington, and also at our studios here in historic Allegheny Square. Team Chihuahua has a couple more songs, I think, to do. Two more?
Tell me.
Oh, there's time for two or three.
I'll reach in my bag. I'm doing things off of the new CD. I'll probably pull out one from the old CD. This is really a brand new song. I wrote this, started writing it back in June, and when I was on my way to Chicago, and
in that biodiesel. Vehicle. Yeah.
I find that lyrics come when I'm on a road, when I'm not thinking, when I'm like zoning into something else, and that's when the melodies and things, and I have to keep a notepad nearby or I'm writing on napkins or something. And so the chorus to this came to me, and it's a road song. It's like a travel song. It's kind of like one of those, maybe trucker songs. I don't know what to call it. It's kind of a country flavored, but it's called 800 Miles. Scars that won't heal, I keep sticking my nose in there, see if I'm still alive. See if I can still cry about a worn and twisted. I got the marks to prove it, leaving no stone unturned, no bridge unburned. The road has come to own me, feel like a homeless refugee. I didn't choose this life, it chose me. Well, it's 800 miles of white line, 5 cups of coffee and I'm fine. The road has taken its toll, working my way back to home. All that I heard, harmed in the past, I apologize, may this trespass be my last. Can you forgive? Forgiveness you alone, otherwise just leave me alone. 800 miles of white line, 5 cups of coffee and I'm fine. Road has taken its toll, working my way back to home. Scars that won't heal, I keep sticking my nose in there, see if I'm still alive. see if I can still cry. Working my way, working my way, working my way, working my way back to home.
T. Mitchell Bell, listening in Craig in Macon, Georgia, is listening. He wanted to know if your radio show Friday afternoons on WNJR is webcast at all, and is it webcast?
Yeah, they stream it from the WNJR.org.
Oh, that's terrific. I stand corrected. Because I was starting to tell him that it's not streamed. I'm glad to know that it is. Wasn't sure if that service was operable again, so that's very good to know.
We're working on it. We're working on getting the whole – I could probably talk to you about all the technical stuff, but we're working on getting the podcast, all that stuff set up.
Excellent.
You know, we do the same – hey, they burn a CD. I just interview people. I set up the interviews and have people come in and kind of leave the tech – believe it or not, I know how to do this stuff, but I'm actually much happier just – doing the music.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah. I'm afraid to get sucked back into that internet again.
Well, it's good. Good to let the students there learn things and do what they need to do.
Exactly, yeah.
T. Mitchell Bell is here with us. He's based in Washington County. We've linked to his MySpace site, which is the best way, I think, for you to learn more about his music. It's simply myspace.com/Mitchell, 2 L's, Bell, spelled the usual way. And I noticed, I meant to comment to you, that you have Justin Towns Earl among your top friends on that site. And he has a new CD out. We were playing from it this morning.
Awesome.
And he's really good.
Yeah.
Steve Earl's son and shares that middle name, comes from Towns Van Zandt. And I did not know his music that well until the CD came in this past week, actually. He's a very good, very good performer.
Yeah, some of his other stuff before that, too. I haven't heard the new CD. I had an opportunity to open for him when he was here in Pittsburgh, which was really cool. Got a chance to meet him. He's a really nice guy. And the thing that we shared was that the bass player, Bryn Davies, that tours with him on the road, played on my CD. So I was we had this connection. And I ran into his dad when his dad did a show in Pittsburgh, too. And he was at Permane's. And he said he was going to Permane's at the show. And I totally stalked my hero. I really like his, politically he's really said a lot of things, and he was out there, saying things when when it wasn't popular to say things. He's a great songwriter. He said after the show what's the theater down? Not the Stanley.
At the Biome.
It was at the Biome. Yeah. And he goes, I'm going to Permane's. And so my wife and I went down to Permane's to get a beer and a sandwich. And he's not coming. So we left. And all of a sudden, the tour bus came up. And there Steve got off. He went to Permane's. And I said, there he is.
That's terrific.
It was pretty cool.
T. Mitchell Bell is who you're listening to. Speaking of taking stock or of stalking, you can take stock of T. Mitchell Bell's CD. His recordings are available at CD Baby. I was looking online. And I think they're at Barnes & Noble, right?
Locally you can find a Day's Music Mine, Paul's CDs. Also, they have them at Barnes & Noble and Borders here locally, if you want to go in and go that route, or You can find him everywhere online, all the normal places, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, just Google it.
Yeah, and the Ballad of Philo Paul is really a terrific CD. It's well performed. It's also well recorded and produced. It's a good.
Thank you very much.
Good recording. We have time, I think, for two more. Is that right? I'm losing track.
I don't know. What time do you?
I think we have time for two more. Okay. As long as I make sure I don't prattle on too much. As long as you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. This song is about mountaintop removal. I'm actually in the process of working through it. I throw something there in the middle. Just you'll recognize it. It's called The Valley Below. In the valley below, you hear my screams. Your sins wash down on me, man, washing me clean. I tend your chambers, I drive your limousine. Still they frown down upon my dreams. Can you hear me in the valley below? Can you hear me in the valley below? Mountains above, scraping it clean. The dirty lies they hide will one day be seen. I scream for justice, clean, cold, dirty words, dirty lies they hide. One day be heard. Can you hear me in the valley below? Can you hear me in the valley below? It's alright if you love me. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you want. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is there always to say? Can you hear me in the valley below? Can you hear me in the valley below?
the valley below.
T. Mitchell Bell at the Saturday Light Brigade, and really somebody to look for and to listen to. That's a great song as well. Are you playing out much? Where can folks see you next?
Let's see. What am I September 17th, Brent Malin and I are doing a show at Club Cafe.
Excellent.
I've got a gig coming up at Grafton 123 down in Grafton 123 Coffee House down in Grafton. I haven't set a date on that yet. But you can find, if you go to MitchBell.com, you can find all of my shows are listed there.
Excellent. So it's just MitchBell.com.
Yeah, which takes you to the MySpace page, which, you know, I haven't been playing out that much. I've actually, the radio show has been doing. I've been spending a lot of time with.
Yeah,
the
it takes like, takes a little bit of time to put together a radio program.
Yeah.
And you could hear again if you're listening on WNJR this morning at 91.7 FM, Washington County, and south of Washington County, and also north up towards. The South Hills of Pittsburgh, you can hear Mitchell's show Friday afternoons. It also streams at WNJR.org. Thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for everything, Larry.
It's great to have you here. What would you like to end up with?
I think I would be remiss not to play this song since we're – I don't know if this is going to be on the next CD or not. The tune is called Stranded. I wrote it after Hurricane Katrina, and I think it would be remiss not to play it because this is the 5th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, so the tune is called Stranded.
Stranded down in the howling wind, you came along and healed my sins. Stranded down in the pouring rain, you came along and you healed my pain. Oh Lord, dear Lord, please don't forsake me now. Oh, dear Lord, it's the worst it's ever been. Stranded down in New Orleans, New Orleans. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, it's burden. It's hard to bear. Oh Lord, dear Lord, this burden is hard to bear. Please forgive me, Lord, my heart is filled with fear, wondering when the man's coming here. Please forgive me, Lord, what have I done? Make this tragedy come, Lord. Dear Lord, please don't forsake me now. Oh, dear Lord, it's the worst it's ever been. Stranded down in of the law, come and save me down in your land. Oh, dear Lord, come and save me down in. Oh, dear Lord, come and save me down. Oh, dear Lord, come and save me down in your land. There is a house in New Orleans. Call it the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and guy. I know I'm one, and God, I know I'm one.
T. Mitchell Bell. T. Mitchell Bell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And go to MitchBell.com to find more information. And what a great performance.